Iran's presidential race may impact Christians. HIV/AIDS prevention finds a reality partner in evangelism in Ukraine. And more missionaries are utilizing tents in their mission strategy. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The stakes are high in Iran's presidential elections Friday. Christians pay a high price in Iran for their decision to follow Christ. Open Doors USA's Carl Muller says,
there is definitely on the future the possibility of more openness in Iran. However, the latest indications are that Ahmadinejad most likely will be reelected.
But Mueller says hope isn't lost.
That does not mean that there is not a movement underground of those Christians and others who are looking for more freedom. Their hearts are yearning for more freedom. And certainly Christians are at the forefront of that because they have been the most oppressed within that regime since its inception.
The Iranian government is arresting believers as they commit the crime of leaving Islam. Mueller urges you to
pray for the church in Iran, that it remains strong despite intense persecution. They need to pray for those that are turning to faith in Jesus Christ from Islam, that they would be strong in face of almost overwhelming obstacles.
Next, hundreds of tribal people clash with Peruvian soldiers, killing dozens and affecting the work of Compassion International. The uprising began over the government's plan to open gas and oil exploration in ancestral lands. Kathy Redmond with Compassion says it's affecting their work.
We have quite a few child development centers in the region. Many of them are not functioning because of security reasons. Some of the tribal Indians have taken guns, and because the police are there with their guns, stray bullets are very common. What we're trying to do is to keep our children at home and away from anything outside where they might get hurt.
Redmond says the poor are getting poorer and more sponsors are needed. She says it's out of desperation. Entire families are responding to the gospel.
Poverty basically tells you that you're worth nothing, that nobody loves you, that nobody cares. When you're introduced to a very loving God who sent his son to die for you, that changes.
More sponsors are needed. We'll connect you at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Ukraine has one of the highest HIV infection rates of all the industrialized countries. 130 concerned church leaders from the former Soviet Union came together to learn what their churches can do to slow the pandemic. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says they partnered with Samaritan's Purse.
The materials we presented that we developed together with Samaritan's Purse will be multiplied, and many people will be prevented from getting HIV/AIDS because they will start living more moral lives.
The program has a kingdom-oriented purpose, too, social evangelism.
To have them to use this as an opportunity for church to reach out to those people who are touched by HIV/AIDS, and also to get more involved in communities, you know, do more work of outreach.
Pray Church leaders share this passion with their communities. And more missionaries are using business to share the gospel overseas. John Brown works with Greater Europe Mission to facilitate this type of ministry.
Due to access issues in countries, due to financial realities in the missions community, a lot of people are taking a new look at this, and we're seeing this expand incredibly throughout the missions movement right now.
Brown says people who approach tent making with a missional mindset find many opportunities for ministry.
The type of church that people are being drawn to is a very missional church, and so it happens in non-traditional locations like office boardrooms or restaurants or in homes, and the tent maker is positioned great to interact with people in that environment.
Pray Marketplace missions will be even more effective. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available the DVD, A Child's Voice, a One Hope production. It's the story of a young man in Ghana whose desperate, lonely, and corrupt life was miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.